Okay, I am here with the First Lady of Movie Torture, and she has a huge announcement for everyone watching this reel right now. First Lady, what is it?
It is huge. You will either love it or you will hate it, but I am officially part of... What's it called? Now I'm for having a brain fart. The cast. Part of the cast for Movie Torture. No, I had a complete brain fart. But yes, I will now be on the podcast every week for Movie Torture. So if you're a fan, congrats. If you're not a fan, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's forget you if now. You're not a fan. How could you not be a fan? MTD is at the beach celebrating the fact that you are officially on the show. Every Monday, Movie Torture. Download it, subscribe, leave us a review. Tell us how much you love Hannah on the show.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Lots of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
My name is Brad, and this is your weekly calling. Hey, before we start, I want to just thank Hopecast for making this podcast possible. All the podcasts we have on the network are amazing. Hope you're listening, liking, and subscribing to all of them, especially this one. If you're listening right now, you need to just pull your phone out, go write a review on iTunes. I think Spotify is more of a star thing. Give us 5 stars if we deserve it. If not, don't do it. But tell your friends about this. So if you like starting your week off with a devotional, tell your friends about it. But today, we're going to be talking a little bit about Peter. And he is the disciple who always puts a foot in his mouth. And you know those kind of people, right? Matthew 14:28 through 31 says, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. Peter is one of my favorite disciples because he's so relatable. He's the guy in class who blurts out the answers before the teacher even finishes the question. He's the guy who signs up for the 5K, which I've only ran one in my life and it wasn't great, without training, and then passes out at mile one. And in Matthew 14, Peter does what no other disciple dared to do. He actually steps out of the boat and walks on water. Think about that for a moment. That's bold. That's amazing. Until he looks at the waves, panics, and sinks. Classic Peter move, right? But let me tell you, here's the lesson. Faith is stepping out. Anyone can stay in a boat, but Peter took the risk because he trusted Jesus. Fear is looking around. The wind and waves didn't have the power to sink Peter. The moment he took his eyes off Jesus, that's what sunk him. Grace is reaching out. As soon as Peter cried, Lord, save me, Jesus immediately grabbed his hand. He didn't let him drown in failure. He didn't watch and point fingers. Isn't that encouraging? Because following Jesus isn't about being perfect. It's about trusting him enough to step out and calling on him when we sink. In 1955, Billy Graham's team was planning a major crusade in London. And let me tell you, I love Billy Graham. Most people thought it was going to flop. Britain was highly skeptical. Of American preachers, and the media just mocked him. Man, if this was today, he would be all over Twitter. They'd be like, what is he doing? Even some church leaders warned him, hey man, don't come. You're going to embarrass yourself. Billy Graham prayed about it, and despite his fears, he felt God saying, step out of the boat. So he did. He booked Haringey Arena for 3 months, an insane risk at the time. It was crazy. The first few nights, the crowd was small. Let me tell you, Billy admitted later, waves of doubt were rising. What if I sink? But he kept his eyes on Jesus. By the end of the crusade, more than 2 million people had heard the gospel in London, and thousands came to Christ. It became one of Billy Graham's defining moments of his ministry. You see, like Peter, Billy had a choice. Stay in the boat of comfort or step out into the unknown. He risked failure, but Jesus met him there and used his faith to impact generations. Wow. Isn't that amazing? I'm telling you, you got to be confident in what God's laid out before you. So, here's the question. Where is God asking you to step out of the boat? Maybe it's sharing your faith with a friend. Maybe it's serving a new ministry. Maybe it's booking Hare and Gay Arena in London for 3 months. I don't know. You might not want to do that. Maybe it's forgiving someone who you're holding bitterness against. You might sink a little, but the same Jesus who called Peter out is the one ready to grab you if you fall. Think about that for a moment. The same Jesus who extended that hand to Peter is extending that hand to you right now. All you have to do is reach for it. Stop living in fear. Step out of the boat. Do something you didn't think you could ever do, because we are all called by Jesus to do amazing things for him. We just have to open our eyes, turn on our hearing, our listening ears, and listen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the week you've laid out before us. I pray for each listener today. Be with them at their jobs, their homes. I pray that we step out of the boat, Lord. That we step out of the boat, and when we start to sing, we extend those our hands to you. Thank you, God. In your holy name, amen. Make sure you like and subscribe. My name is Brad, and that was your weekly calling.